Welcome to this week's episode on generational differences. This episode is powered by MRA, the Management Association, and brought to you by Catapult, Mid-Atlantic Employer Association, and the Quad Cities Chamber. This week, I sit down with Jim Morgan, Vice President of Workforce Solutions at MRA. Jim has 30 plus years of studying demographics and generations in the workplace and has worked with companies and given a ton of presentations on generational differences. We've joked that him and I would make a great roadshow and do generational differences together, so I'm excited to provide the opportunity and have the chance to sit down with him and start that roadshow together online. For those of you that don't know, Jim was my volleyball coach when I was in high school, so I've known him for over 10 years. We have spent a lot of time together traveling to and from work, so I've been fortunate to have him be my mentor and to learn from him over the years. He also jokes that I'm his reverse mentor, where I teach him things and keep him young as well. So we have a lot of fun together, and many times it is poking at our generational differences, but it's all in good fun and all makes us better. So before you listen, I want you to take out a piece of paper and pen, which is also a generational thing. Feel free to type these names if you want, but either way, I want you to think of three people specifically that work at your company and are a different generation than yourself. And if you don't have three different generations at your workplace, think about maybe your grandparents or an aunt or uncle or maybe your parents or something like that. But I want you to write down three different people. So I want you to be thinking about those people as we walk through this podcast. The important thing to remember is that throughout your summer and even your career, you'll be working with many different generations that have different experiences. So my advice would really be to lean into that and take advantage of those experiences and their perspectives. They make great mentors, and all generations bring different perspectives to the workplace and can learn from one another.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Not bad for an old guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I'm ready to go.
Well, this will be a fun podcast today because we've joked about going on the road with our generational differences. Because for those of you that don't know, I'm a millennial. I'll say millennial because I want to be Gen Z, but I'll stick with millennial for today. And Jim is baby boomer.
With a millennial attitude.
Yes, I like it. So today we're going to talk about generational differences. So we have a fun little game to start with.
All right. I'm just going to ask you, what do you use your telephone for?
Literally everything.
See, I always used mine at your age for calling people. Where do you get your information?
Social media or just Google it.
See, I went to grandpa or the library or the encyclopedias that were on my wall. You got a math problem. How do you do it?
I use my phone, calculator on my phone.
Okay. Well, I got to get out the paper and the pencil. When you go shopping, where do you go?
Online.
Online. Huh. I guess I'd go find a store. You need directions. How in the world do you find out how to get somewhere?
100% my GPS, like everywhere. Everywhere.
You don't have to get out a map and look at streets and landmarks?
No. And street names are not my thing. And there's nothing worse than like 2 days before you're going somewhere and my mom is like, oh, you turn on this street and then you take a left here and then whatever. And I'm like, well, it's 3 days away from now. I'm never going to remember that. And I'm going to put it in my phone anyways.
I'll tell all the cities and the states that they don't need street signs anymore because nobody under the age of 30 is looking at them anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So fun little game. Hopefully you could relate to some of those, maybe not. But so just thinking about generations in the workplace over the last, you know, couple of years, how have things changed just based on the conversations about generations?
I think a couple of things have happened. One, obviously, we had a pandemic in there and that resulted in a lot of baby boomers retiring very quickly. And that resulted in some emerging leaders having to come up a little bit faster than maybe anyone had planned on. So you're starting to see a lot of younger leaders in organizations. So I think that was a big one. We're all living longer. And so now you have five generations in the workplace. And that has certainly changed things because you really have a wide spectrum of experiences and ideas in there. So that's made it a little bit different. And the generation, the last two generations that have come into the workplace have both brought a technology acumen with them that just sets them apart from everybody else. And so there's just a lot happening in there right now.
So you touched that five different generations are in the workplace. How have you seen companies work through that? Like, have there been challenges, or do people, you know, I guess, like, how easy is it for people to work with different generations?
We spend a good chunk of time helping companies understand what are the differences in the generations. You know, and everybody's got stereotypes, and everybody thinks the generation after them is going to destroy the world as we know it. And so far that hasn't happened. So I think we're in pretty good shape. But it's getting them to understand other people's experiences. And so one of the things that we go through is just looking at the family, you know, and if you're a veteran, someone who's maybe in their 75, 80 years old, what did the family look for, like for them? It was what I guess we would call traditional nuclear mother, father, children. And then baby boomers came along and, you know, you started seeing divorces and separated families. You had the Gen Xers that became the latchkey kids because both parents were working. Millennials have seen merged families where two people with kids get together. And now Gen Z, I mean, there are all kinds of different things that constitute a family. And so that alone is just a monster difference. And then you look at the experiences that they've had, the education that they've had, what they've lived through. It's really just trying to get people to understand where the other generations are coming from. And most of that is just what they experienced in their life.
So the companies that have been successful to work with multiple generations in the workforce, what do they do to be successful, or what characteristics do you see of that maybe culture or leadership?
I think they just address it. You know, I think that they get mixed groups of people. They're not afraid to try things like reverse mentoring. And, you know, a 25-year-old might be helping a 60-year-old. They prepare people for, you know what, your leader might be 30 years old and they might be a great leader. And just because they're 30 doesn't mean that, you know, they're not a great leader. And on the flip side, you know, not every 60-year-old is stuck in the mud and doesn't want to change anything and wants it just to be the way that it is. I think it's really about just sort of knocking down the stereotypes. Some of them got put in place for very good reason, but that shouldn't be people's first impression, like, oh, you're this, and so I have the following 15 expectations. 65 million people are not all going to be the same in any generation.
What are some of the strengths that you see with the younger generations?
You know, I hate to pigeonhole them just with the technology one, but I think that they really have to understand that nobody brought a skill set to the workplace the way that the last two generations have. Their knowledge of technology, their living in technology, their understanding of technology just puts them so far ahead of the other people that are in the workplace. That's really something that's new for anyone to try to deal with, because traditionally, the younger folks usually didn't have as many skills as the older folks. And now you've got generations coming in that have incredible talents. Their lifestyles have been different. They've been in front of a camera since they were two. And so in terms of presentation skills and going out and talking to people, they're much more comfortable, I think, than any of their predecessors have ever been. And they just... their hobbies and the things that they do outside of work, whether it's flying drones or virtual reality or any of those types of things, just give them a skill set that nobody else has. I will also say that I think, you know, it's a group that really cares about what they're doing. They want to know that the company that they're with is doing good. They want to do good. The giving back part is very strong in this generation. And, you know, we've joked, I think it's a very educated and opinionated group of people. You know, my boss told me, you know, here's what you're going to do. He said, jump. I said, how high? And now if some boss said to a millennial, jump, they'd say, why? And they ask why four more times. And rightfully so. You know, I think that, you know, especially the younger generations, they want to know why. What? I'm not just doing this for kicks. I want to know what's the purpose of this. And if you can explain that to me, then I'm all in.
Do you have any stories of when a younger generation may have helped you with something? Do you have any? Did I help you over?
Yeah. Well, I made the mistake. I'm relatively active on three or four social media platforms. And we had someone who decided to post that one of our offices had somehow stolen their phone and was keeping it and hiding it from them. And they sort of went online and started, you know, trash talking our organization. And I saw it and I thought, oh, this poor person, they're misguided. They don't understand. And so I tried to have an adult conversation and got back a flurry of, well, here's what's wrong with you and your thieves and all of these other types of things. So I thought, well, I'll try again, and said, you know, the address you're talking about is not where our building is. And, you know, perhaps you should see that. And she sends me back a screenshot of Google saying, this is where your building is. And so I said, well, ma'am, I don't think you understand. Here's what we do. We're not there. It's not ours. And at about this time, our social media expert basically said to me, you need to shut up and stop engaging in this conversation, which was wonderful advice because son of a gun, if not everybody on social media isn't rational. And I was trying to have an adult conversation and that was a big mistake. And I just share the story because again, it's a group of people that have been on these platforms forever. And I've been on them for 10 years and you think, oh, well, everybody out there will understand what I'm trying to say. And through experience, I was helped along.
I was going to say, I think I was a little nicer than that to you. So you talked about the younger generations. How about maybe for the younger generations that are working with people older than them? Are there things that you want to share about maybe your generation or maybe some tips on working with people that are older than them? And maybe the interns are seen as just a kid or that type of thing.
Yeah, you know, I think just like you don't like being stereotyped, for, you know, because I'm young, because I'm this, because I'm that, you know, I would say the same respect is due some of the older workers that, you know, they may not all say, well, we tried that and it didn't work or, you know, whatever it might be. So I would say same thing I would say to someone my age dealing with a younger worker. It's like, you know, get to know them a little bit and understand, you know, what they're all about. I understand that everyone is impatient. They want to move faster. They want to move up. They want all of these other things. But I'll sound like an old person for a minute and say, there is a lot of learning that comes with experiences. And I had the opportunity to watch my leaders make mistakes so I didn't have to make them later, which really helped me in my growth and development. And I do think there's something to getting there and learning along the way and putting in your time to a certain extent. And I know that's not something that people like to hear, but just each day you live, you learn a couple of more things that's going to prepare you and make you even better at what you do. Having said all of that, I would not be shy for a minute as a younger person in a room to speak up, to say, this is what I think, to give a different perspective. There are still a lot of leadership organizations where there may not be anybody in the room under the age of 50. And I just think that's incredibly dangerous that there's not someone in there saying, you realize that this will not even exist anymore in 5 years. And have a lot of people looking at each other and say, what are you talking about? We won't have a landline in our house. I've never heard of such a thing. So I would encourage you to, you know, any leadership opportunity that you get, any time you have to be in with the leadership of the organization. Anyone gives an opportunity to lead a project. I think all of those are places where basically you can, you know, have your own individual talents shine and give you the opportunity to prove to people, yeah, I might be 25, I might be 30 years old, but it doesn't mean I don't know anything. And it doesn't mean that I don't have any skills. And then I guess lastly, I would just say, and even though you do have those skills and you do know things, be open to people's thoughts and ideas and don't just dismiss them, you know, out of hand. Feel free to explain why maybe that wasn't the greatest idea, but take other people's opinions into account.
So how have you seen career goals and job ideas change from different generations?
I guess I would just, you know, if you go back 55, 60, 65 years, you know, on a career side of things, people were in their career to basically build a legacy that I built this building, I did this thing, and they were pretty much there one spot the whole time, to where now I would say, you know, with side hustles and people doing different things, you know, a millennial or a Gen Z may have 3 or 4 jobs at the same time because they're still trying to figure out exactly, you know, which one they may want to end up in. And I think we've gone from a point where if you lost your job or switched jobs, that was almost like a stigma in the community. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that he had to go work somewhere else, versus now, you know, changing your job is sort of like, that's part of what I do. And so, you know, that mobility and that changing, I think, has dramatically changed over the course of these 3 or 4 different generations.
I know generations are something you're really passionate about. Is there anything else that you want to add, you know, on this episode?
Uno reverse.
Nailed it.
I'll put it back on you and just say, you know, you've sat through meetings, whether it's here or other places, where you've probably been the youngest person in the, you certainly have been the youngest person in the room. What are things where you just want to say, this is nuts, I can't believe these people are talking about this?
Never have I thought that. I'm just joking. I mean, the first one that comes to mind is, this was just a couple years ago. It was right before the pandemic, but we had a leader that had said to one of their teammates, actually to their entire team, that laptops or Surface computers were not allowed to be brought into meetings. You were only allowed to attend with a piece of paper and a pen in their hand. And I know I had a colleague of mine that was pretty close to my age, and she was just baffled. She was like, I take all of my notes on through OneNote. I do all of my work. I don't write anything anymore. And that was literally just 2 years ago, and no technology allowed. And it was kind of a time too, when, you know, we had people in other locations, and so we had to have a computer to bring the other people in. But yeah, no notes on computers. That was an interesting one.
And I know we had a lot of companies that were, you know, when cell phones came out, it was like, they're a distraction. We're not going to let people have their cell phone. They have to check them at the door when they come in. That didn't last too long either.
Yeah, I guess my piece of advice with some of the technology pieces is just to be patient. I think, you know, we're in quite a few hybrid meetings where we have people in the room and we have people that are remote, and watching some people try to share their screen on Zoom and different things like that. Like, oh, can you see my screen? No, well, you didn't share it. You just changed what was on your, what you could see. And I would say finding that balance of being helpful and helping them figure out what's wrong, but also being patient and letting them figure it out, so you don't act like a know-it-all. I know there was one time we were kind of in a rush for something, and Jim, yeah, let me pick on him for a second. And he was trying to share his screen, and I was like, just click the share screen or whatever. And I got a little impatient, and I felt bad afterwards. I was like, I'm sorry. And, you know, there were other people in the room, so I didn't mean to kind of embarrass him. And I know he knows how to share a screen. It was one of those where there was just a lot going on, and he was trying to think of what to say. So my bad, wasn't patient enough there. And I know you know how to use it, but
I'm still bitter.
I apologized a couple times. I felt kind of bad. I snapped at you. I was just trying to help. They had good intentions. But I guess the other piece I would say too is definitely use some of the older generations as a mentor. I think being one of the younger people in our organization and in some of the meetings we're in, I'll talk to Jim beforehand and just say, like, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what my plan is. Like, what do you think of this? And just being able to bounce ideas off of and get a perspective, and him to be able to share, like, well, I want to approach it like that because this is what they're going to say, or I would be ready for these questions because this might be their concerns. And that's something that's been very helpful to me. So,
in exchange, will you create a PDF from a Word document for me?
Absolutely. All right. Anytime. I have helped with that. That is an undervalued skill. I would also say cropping a photo in PowerPoint is also an undervalued skill. I did that once and I got a gift card. That was pretty nice. I would say it's the little things. So don't underestimate the little things. Again, going back to the patience. But anything else you want to add, or any other questions for me?
No, this is it's been fun. And, you know, just be patient with us old people. You know, we have some values still.
Be patient with us too. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. It's fun. It's fun working with other generations. It's people that, you know, different experiences and different skill sets. So. And I'm super fortunate that I have a boomer mentor that I can ask questions to and get answers from him and his advice, and also feel comfortable sharing my own opinion. I hope that all of you have the opportunity to find a mentor like that for you, either this summer or early on in your career, because it has been so impactful for me, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. So as you think about your team that you work with, or maybe it's just a couple of your family members back home, I ask you to think about these questions. So what's one thing that you bring to your team that would make your team better? So with that skill, is there an area you're in your role that you could volunteer to help on your team that would maybe give you some exposure and a new experience and help your team out? For example, last summer, our intern, Sophie, was very technology savvy, I guess. She is very skilled. And we moved into our new building. And so obviously we had some new AV and technology in here. And so she volunteered to help learn all of the technology and then document all of the processes and ways to use it. And it was a huge lift for us because it was something that was going to take some time, but she volunteered to do that and got some great exposure to our leadership team as well. The second question I ask is, who is someone in a different generation that you work with that you want to learn from? It might be someone in your department and it might not be. And it's okay to think about that. And I think that's something that you could be willing to talk to your manager about and just have that conversation that you're looking for a mentor that might have a different perspective and you would welcome an introduction to maybe have some coffee and just pick their brain and to help build that relationship over the summer. My final question for you to think about is, have you ever experienced something in your job, maybe it's currently or maybe it was at a previous job, where someone has said something or done something because of your age? And how did that make you feel? I'll share an example for me, and this actually just happened the other day. And it was something that it was positive intent. It wasn't anything negative. It was just the individual that I was talking with said, you know, the first reaction that people are going to see when you're leading this group is, oh, she's really young. And, you know, I think she was just trying to warn me that it is, these people don't know me and that's going to be their first reaction. And, you know, she's right. I think she wasn't wrong in what she said, but it almost, at first I kind of felt that I was being doubted, but I don't think that's what she meant. You know, I just tried to be reflective on myself and know that she was preparing me for how the attendees might react. So I think it's, you're going to have different challenges in your career, especially early on, but it's important to really just be patient and reflect on where they're coming from, because we've talked about this before, but I think most people have positive intentions and they're not doing anything to hurt your feelings. But I think it's important to reflect on how you feel about that. And then, you know, make sure you're not doing the same thing to somebody older than yourself as well. So like I said, this is a topic that you will work with for the rest of your career. So I hope you are able to gain some perspective today on the different generations in the workplace and learn a thing or two.